The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. Because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled, "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord. Mentioned before that I am a middle child and a very textbook middle child sometimes. My sister is almost exactly a year older than me, and I always wanted to be different from her, and my brother's 14 months younger than me, and I didn't want to be like him either. I just had to be my own person all the time. I'm sure it drove my mom and dad crazy growing up, but it made me think of Jesus's birth in maybe a different way than most, because I was always surprised that God, when he became man, didn't come as a very strong and independent person. Because for me, growing up, the whole goal was to be independent, was to not to need anybody, was to be able to do it all by myself. That I assumed that being dependent on anyone, whether that was my parents or my siblings or people that were my age, if I was dependent on anybody, that was some sort of defect, that was something lacking in me, that I should somehow be able to do it all by myself. And so if anybody was going to be able to be perfectly independent to do everything on his own, presumably that would be Jesus. That would be God become man. And he doesn't need anybody or anything. He's the God of the universe. And yet when he is born, he doesn't come just to be like us, although he's born of Mary, yes, to be united with us in our humanity. But he's also born as a baby that's dependent on his mother and father for many things, for food and shelter, for protection from Herod in those first early years of life. He's dependent on them to decide where they're going to raise him. He's dependent on them for all sorts of things. And I actually think this feast day of the Holy Family is actually meant to show us that that dependence on other people is not a defect. It's not a bad thing to be dependent upon others. Because that's exactly imitating God in his goodness. That God, in being a Trinity and being three persons united in one God, is never perfectly independent, is never all alone just doing things by his own power to gain glory and fame, but is always united to the other two persons of the Trinity. Similarly, when Jesus is born into the world, he doesn't just come beamed down as some sort of Superman that's able to do everything all on his own, to save humanity and gain all the glory and fame for himself. Instead, the way that he is born is utterly dependent. Dependent on Mary and Joseph, not as a defect, not because there's anything lacking in Jesus, God become man. Because I would argue actually that the point is to be okay being dependent, is to be okay with those bonds that tie us together, yes, in family life, but also in all sorts of other parts of our human life. That those bonds of charity, as they were called in the first reading, are not a bad thing. They actually make us more human, make us more like God, the more we lean into them. Because by being born into a family, Jesus naturally spreads this mission, this call to save the world to other people. Then Mary becomes invited into it. That Joseph himself, wanting to flee from Mary when he hears of her pregnancy, is kind of drawn into this story. He doesn't really get to choose it, but he's included in it. Maybe reluctantly at first, but each step of the way we hear of the angel appearing to him, especially in these dreams, to guide him and to strengthen him. To put it a little bit differently, to show Joseph that even as the father of the Holy Family, he was not called to be independent. He was not called to be strong enough to navigate this on his own. He wasn't called to be wise enough to navigate this and figure out exactly what to do with the Christ child. Instead, he too is called to be dependent. Dependent ultimately on God and his goodness to guide him and to show him the way, but also trusting enough to depend on that guidance. To not try to be independent and do it all on his own. Think about it in words when I was growing up, to try to not be the middle child and be so independent, but actually to embrace that dependence on others. Brothers and sisters, I think that's a great lesson for us to imitate in our own lives, that the family life we are born into or that we raise on our own is in some ways more difficult than just being on our own, than just being independent. That we can want to do all those things on our own, to be skilled enough and talented enough to handle all the things that life will throw at us. But that's not actually a way to imitate Christ. Jesus, when he was born into the world, didn't come to do everything by his own might and power, but he came in a way that made him dependent. Dependent on the particular people of Mary and Joseph. Later on in his life, made him dependent on his apostles and disciples, even being willing to travel around all of Israel with him. He was dependent upon the people in the early church to continue to preach that gospel once he was gone. That in all these ways, he was okay being dependent of not doing it on his own. Again, not because it's easier to do it with other people or because he wanted to use others, because by depending on others, it makes us more human. It allows us to share God's goodness and to kind of multiply his gifts rather than isolating them and keeping them for ourselves. In many ways, that's what St. Paul is calling the early church to do in their own family lives. That he calls children to be obedient to their parents, not just so there's order in the family and there's less chaos, so that they can learn to be obedient to God, our Heavenly Father. And fathers are called to guard and protect their family as Christ guarded and protected the church, not just because they're stronger or more capable than others, but because it makes them dependent. It makes other people depend on them. It forces them to live in these bonds of charity rather than in isolation. And he encourages mothers and wives to be subordinate, not because they're lesser than their husbands, but because it keeps them in relationship with others. Then rather than trying to get the most efficient or quickest answer to all those issues and being independent, it can actually be good that they depend on their family and their husbands to live in those bonds of charity. So the family life that we live is meant to keep us in relationship with others. It's meant to be a little bit inefficient and, dare I say, a little bit of an inconvenience. To kind of bother us that it would be easier to do it another way. But by doing it in relationship to others, we actually live this life of dependence that imitates the life of God himself. And I would say actually points us towards the life of heaven. A life that's not isolated and independent from others, but instead the life of heaven that's always lived in communion with the Trinity, and also with the saints, glorifying him in heaven. Brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this feast of the Holy Family, let us certainly ask God to help us live that family life. whether it be with our parents who are older, we're raising children at home, we're just trying to keep in touch with aunts and uncles and cousins throughout this Christmas season. That family life can teach us that it's good to be dependent. We can want to do things on our own or to be kind of able to do the things that we need, and that's not bad. But if we're really going to imitate Christ and God our Father, we have to be okay being dependent upon others, relying on them for the goodness and protection like Mary and Joseph provided Jesus. Because the more we rely and depend on others, the more it helps us to love them more generously. Because our life is never meant to be lived in isolation and to be lived alone, but instead is meant to be lived in relationship with others. That the more we are in harmony and charity with those around us, it actually points us towards a life of heaven, a life of eternal relationship with our brothers and sisters and with God, our heavenly Father.